Many extraordinary things were first ridiculed. If you take atomic energy, microchip technology, flight.
This is the biggest yet.
This is the biggest yet. This is the story of the millennium, no question.
Will it come out this millennium?
I sincerely hope so, and I'm working towards that end.
You're working, I mean, I know you're traveling to the States very shortly.
Yes.
And meeting people in the Senate and so forth who are involved in this.
Yes, I am.
A lot of money is being spent by the U.S. government. You can say, as an incontrovertible fact, a lot of money is being spent by the U.S. government on UFO research.
Huge sums of money are being set aside in what are called black budgets. Those are black budgets which officially do not exist. And senators and congressmen do not have access to what the money is being actually spent on.
Presidents know about it.
Yes, they do. Particularly presidents like George Bush, because he's a former director of Central Intelligence. Also,
so that man who comes on the television and is so reasonable and says, watch my lips and all that stuff, he knows about UFOs and has very possibly seen an unidentified flying object that has landed. He's very,
I don't know,
very
if he
possibly
has.
Seen
I think
one.
It's quite likely, yes. I think he's seen one of the recovered vehicles. Now, it's interesting also that North American Aerospace Defense Command, otherwise known as NORAD, actually tracks these things every single day, in addition to tracking thousands of conventional space objects. According to Bob Exler, this NASA engineer friend of mine, he visited a secret NORAD facility in the Gulf of Mexico, where he was shown UFOs being tracked, and some of them apparently landing. This was on a huge screen. Mm. And the UFOs were not labeled UFO or flying saucer or anything. They were labeled ASC, which apparently means alternative spacecraft. So clearly, the American defense authorities are spending huge sums of money on tracking and monitoring these things as well, on a daily basis.
I suppose the reason could be that if we were told, or if we knew about aliens, it undermines the very fabric of our hierarchical system.
Absolutely.
If we think the people leading us, and they are infinitely inferior to these beings.
Yes, I think it could lead to an almighty inferiority complex.
Exactly.
Which is why it's best that this information comes out very gradually. We've got to come to terms with it eventually. I think even most skeptical astrophysicists acknowledge that there have probably been visitations in the past. They may think they're out of the question at the moment, but certainly in the future we are going to come into contact with alien beings.